Do you ever experience moments of clarity when you connect the dots and things just begin to make sense?
Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is Audio Blog 21. We have just wrapped up our very first Technology Equals Equality Podcast Challenge. I can't even begin to express how touched I am by all of the submissions. The decision-making process is not an easy one. I am knee-deep in responses, so thank you all for joining in and participating in this. I do intend to share all three of the top responses in an upcoming episode. Right now, I kind of want to go back to wino mode. I consistently preach about wino mode to my clients. You know, when you spend too much of your time working in and not on your business, it's a habit every entrepreneur falls into at some point or another during the initial phase of creating and developing a business. Would you like to know a secret? It's not just the initial phase of creation and growth. Entrepreneurs of all types and experience levels fall into wino mode often more than just once. The passion behind a project takes over and you lose track of time. The most common scenario that I witness is when the multitude of responsibilities associated with founding a company create a sense of overwhelming frustration. I found myself deep in wino mode this past fall of 2017 as the school year began and the holiday season ensued. My goal was to take a step back and evaluate my progress with the consulting practice, group coaching program, website, digital marketing materials, the podcast, and so much more. I began this year crushing my goals and beginning to really understand which traffic channels are developing the greatest amount of exposure. I'm making progress and attempting to commit to my public speaking journey. I attended Mary Sheen's 2-day public speaking magnetic podium boot camp in January, which allowed for me an opportunity to network with some really awesome entrepreneurs. Through conversations during that weekend, I was provided with a recommendation to speak with Tom Hazard of Brandcasting U. Now, this is not an affiliate link, and I'm not receiving any compensation for the following statement. Tom Hazard is amazing. If you need assistance with your website or podcast, be sure to check them out. Tom took a few minutes to review my website prior to our scheduled call. The call was eye-opening and value-packed. I was politely plucked out of wino mode and set on the fast track to making big changes in 2018. When the call was over, I had to just take a moment to be grateful for the insight and really connect the dots. I was introduced to a former guest by a colleague in the podcast space early last year. This guest invited me to a private conference here on the East Coast over the summer. During that conference, I was introduced to Mary Sheen, and then I attended her 2-day magnetic podium boot camp, as mentioned a moment ago. During Mary's boot camp, I was then introduced to a woman who also had a podcast and was working with Tom. I love how the dots connected to a moment of growth. You really don't know how the dots will connect in the future or where the baby steps will lead you, but if you just keep taking them, they might just surprise you. I am super excited about the feedback received from Tom. His expertise is quickly understood within seconds of conversation. I have some work to do on the websites. All work I would have noticed had wino mode not taken over. I'm happy the opportunity to unconsciously remove wino mode presented itself. In the future, I intend to be far more diligent in recognizing the onset. To help you avoid wino mode in the future, schedule a meeting with yourself every 3 to 6 months or so. You don't need to make this an extensive process. Remember, KISS. Keep it super simple. Take a moment to evaluate your daily activities and decide how well they're aligned with your long-term goals. Then always, always apply the 4D strategy. If you're not familiar with the 4D strategy, I will include a link in this blog post to that strategy so you can understand it a little bit better. Tom, thank you again for your time, your expertise, and your suggestions. I look forward to working with Brandcasting You in the near future. If you're interested in checking out Tom's services for your website or podcast, click the links that are included in this blog post or just head on over to brandcastingyou.com. Thank you again for joining me, everyone, for audio blog number 21. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.